keep them in the game. We talk about critical saves at critical times. He made one for them, and obviously they got the power play goal shortly after. And now you're in a hockey game. It's a 3-1 game. That next shot, if they can get by another one, get you right back in the game.
Well, they didn't, because Blake Piedla got a power play goal. Might have been one of the easiest goals of the season for Blake, but again, he's starting to put the puck in the net because he's in the right spot.
Can't believe it. Vallis now with it for Piedla. Gets it back to Vallis. Weak side point for Johnstone. Trying to slip it through. Does score! Blake Piedla on the rebound. Buried it past LaRose. And the Huskies get a power play goal. Three-goal lead once again.
Piedla with the second of the game. Reed Sturros and David Johnstone get the assist. We were watching that power play, coach, and David Johnstone missed the net two or three times on the short side. And every time he did, you could see all the way up in the press box how frustrated he was at himself for doing so. But they ended up putting it in.
Well, they did. And the power play has been very good the last four games for us. And that's a good sign going forward, because your power play can really make a difference. And Blake's in the right place at the right time. We're getting some bounces now. We talked earlier in the year, the puck might bounce away from us or hit the post, and now they're starting to come right on Blake's stick, and he's all alone at that side of the net and made no mistake on him. Good for Blake, and that gives him some confidence, and you can just tell in this game how he's really taken off. I mean, he's it's fun to watch, I'll tell you that. So, and good for our power play. I think Shane Hanna's much more comfortable. And again, I'll refer to having David Johnstone back in the lineup and back on that power play. Really makes a difference. I know he missed the net on those shots, but he can shoot it, and when he hits the net, they're going to go in.
You look at the shots on goal, leading the way for the Huskies, Walker Hyland with... No, I'm sorry. That's plus-minus. But anyway, plus-minus, Chris Leiminger and Walker Hyland were leading the way for Michigan Tech. Both were +3 in the plus-minus category.
Yeah, it's interesting. That plus-minus can be deceiving, but, as a defenseman, sometimes you just happen to be on the ice at the right time. And they both played well, though. I mean, Walker sort of goes under the radar. We don't talk about him a lot. You don't hear about him a lot. But he's just been in there, just playing steady, making the right play at the right time for most of the season. So good for him. And same with Chris Leibring. He's a freshman, but our expectations for him and the other freshmen are so high, and sometimes you forget they're freshmen, and because they're so good.
Yeah.
And we rely on them so much and put them in such key situations that, sometimes when they make a few mistakes, you're wondering what the heck's going on. But then you go, look back when you were a freshman playing and you made a heck of a lot more mistakes and weren't as good as these guys. So good for Chris Leibringer and good for Walker.
Tanner Carroll with 9 shots on goal in that game.
Yeah, well, like I said, I thought he was skating. He phenomenal. His speed was tremendous. And the funny thing is about that is Tanner missed, I think, 3 days of practice this week. He had some bumps and bruises. And, we're getting to that part of the season now where some time off sometimes is much better. It's more productive than trying to make him practice. So the big joke was after that game, obviously, is how well he played. Well, boy, I'd like 3 days off. And maybe I'd come in and play like Tanner Carroll. But... he's such a great skater that you can give him time off, and he's a player that takes such good care of himself away from the ice, whether it's sleep pattern or time management, whatever it might be, diet, so that he can take 2 or 3 days off, and he's a good skater and not miss a beat like he did. And sometimes mentally, it just makes you're so much fresher. And if that's the case, I'm giving him another 3 days off this week.
Huskies go on to win 4-1 on Friday night. 51-21 are the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. We were 1-for-5 on the power play, keeping Alabama Huntsville 0-for-2 on the van. A very disciplined game by the Huskies, too. Could have, there's a couple of times there, and it wasn't out of hand, but there were a couple of times where it looked like Huntsville was getting a little bit frustrated, and we held our cool, kept our cool.
Well, I don't think they're getting frustrated, Dirk. I mean, I think they just play hard, and they're pretty, I was impressed with them. They play between the whistles, they play hard, they play physical, they play strong, so I think that some of that physicality gets going, and when you have guys running into each other, then emotions can get high, and I think that's all there was. But they kept themselves in check, and I think we did also. I think the one time was Blake had it was an offside, and the whistle sort of laid, and he took a shot, and that's when it got into that little skirmish thing. But other than that, I thought
that was Saturday night, though, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think
maybe.
It was.
Okay, but anyway, it was a good discipline weekend, I thought, by both teams. But you're right. We have to stay out of the penalty box, and one of the main reasons for that is to get all our players involved. I think 5-on-5, when you look at the depth and you start to see the scoring now on our team, I think we have more depth than a lot of teams. And if we get to use that depth more and on a regular basis like we did at Bowling Green in some places, I think it really helps our team. You know, you don't wear your top players out all the time, but, you know, being on the power play and killing penalties, you get everybody involved in the game. It makes us a much better team.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with a wrap-up of Saturday night's 10-4 victory over Alabama Huntsville. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show, exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And we'll be right back.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit your Kelly Jepson State Farm office in Houghton. Call 482-1210 or visit the website for more information.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake County Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Well, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, what else is possible? Coke Zero. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. Hancock Bottling, Coca-Cola. Back to the Mel Pearson Show. We're looking at Saturday night's game now. The Michigan Tech Huskies complete the sweep over Alabama Huntsville with a 10-4 thumping. Offense was big on Saturday night, but it didn't start off that way, did it, Coach? And it was a 1-1 game after one period of play.
Well, it was, and that's what I talked about earlier. When you look at the whole picture of the weekend, you know, there's probably one period that got away from them and that we really dominated on the scoreboard. Other than that, you know, it's a close series. So I give them a lot of credit. You know, they're having a tough year, but, you know, their coach Mike Corbett and their staff has done an excellent job because they continue to work and they continue to play hard. And, you know, without not having the opportunity not to make the playoffs, it's difficult. But I predict this team is going to beat somebody down the road here because they play so hard and they have some talent there. So, you know, good luck to them the rest of the year. But, we finally got some pucks in the net on Saturday and we're able to, you know, maybe to relax a little bit too much in the third period, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we did give up 4 goals in that game, but we get 10, and it's 1-1 after 1. Blake Pietl scoring a power play goal again in that first period. So Keela scored one that tied up at the 13:29 mark, just minutes or seconds after the Husky goal. And, you know, you just thought, man, if they get one, you know, we're going to start panicking ourselves, but
yeah,
we didn't.
Well, I was upset on that goal. You know, I thought we had a real good period. We were doing a lot of good things. And, you know, we just made a blatant mistake in our zone, a real bad turnover, and led to that goal. And, you know, I don't think they were creating much or doing a whole lot. And it's what you give teams, Dirk. And the reason I was so upset about it, and I let our team know after the first period, is as we go forward, and even right into this weekend, when you start playing, you know, better teams and really good teams, you know, you cannot make those mental errors, those mistakes like we did.